and where do I really kind of go off into my own thing? And instead of being concerned with seeing yourself at all times positively, be concerned with seeing yourself at all times accurately. When you're good, see when you're good. And when you're actually bad, see when you're actually bad, but not from the aspect of, I need to chop off my hand if I've been a bad boy or a bad girl, but from the aspect of seeing how you, again and again, are fooled by your own desires, by your own urges, by your own set of things that pull you. All of those things are the traps of non-humility. This is a much deeper, much broader, much richer in its potential than any building up of self-esteem, which the way it's done these days is phony baloney. Because the cultural therapist doesn't work with you on what's real, but on having a high opinion of yourself no matter what. And don't get me wrong, I'm not against therapy. I spent 30 years being a therapist. I personally had therapy for 10 years straight. And I wouldn't be alive if I hadn't. So I'm not speaking against therapy. I'm speaking against limited ways of understanding that are very often and in our time very much culturally promoted.